What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You know, like after that swing, I told whoever was standing next to me, I was like, this is your leadoff hitter, at least for the next 5 years. You know, I mean, left or right-handed, I don't think this kid goes anywhere else, in the lineup. You know, I think he's probably staying there, you know, barring something unforeseen. He's getting to the point where it's getting more neutral. You know, I was looking at his splits today, his left-handed splits today, and they're not bad. You know, they're definitely going up. He's 21 years old. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I don't, you know, the All-Star thing's important to the players. It's important to the fans. It's important to us. You know, when I look at Jackson, I'm not concerned about the All-Star thing right now. It's like, how do we get this kid to be one of the top five players in the game by 2027? That's how I look at Jackson.
So that's Tony Manzalino talking about Jackson Holliday. And Jackson Holliday's gotten off to a rough start to the month of August. OPS of 358 so far. Did walk three times yesterday. Jason, what are you seeing from Jackson Holliday?
That comment is complete and utter buffoonery. That's gong show clown level stuff. And it does matter because while he is ill-equipped to manage a high school varsity team, that's the skipper of a major league operation. And that's the messaging he sends to the clubhouse. And that's the messaging he sends to Jackson Holliday. And it is complete charlatan stuff. Okay. Jackson Holliday is a leadoff man. Is batting .245 with a .293 on base and a .382 slug. That's a .676 OPS. This kid strikes out four times as much as he walks as a leadoff guy. It's ridiculous, okay? He's got an OPS plus of a leadoff guy is 81. That means he's 20% worse than the average major league hitter. Now, again, this fraud is telling you this guy is the leadoff hitter for life. I'm telling you, he's already coming up on a sample size that's approaching what he's ever done in a season in his career, and we've still got almost 2 months to go. I'm telling you, they need to back off this kid. They need to bat him in the back of the lineup, and they need to give him a day off, a day or two off with more regularity. Since July 1st, Jackson Holliday's played 33 games. 233, 285, 346 slash line. 631. That's failure. And they keep batting him leadoff every night and giving him more plate appearances than anybody else. His last 33 games, he's got 7 extra base hits, okay? He's got 2 stolen bases in that span. He's been caught stealing 2 times. 31 strikeouts to 9 walks since July 1st. And as Gigi said, 3 of those walks came yesterday. It's time to end this charade that they're propagating on you. Like, Dylan Beavers somehow doesn't belong here. Jackson Holliday is the leadoff guy for life. Colton Cowser had a concussion, but nobody knew he had a concussion. Like, nobody knew Maverick Hanley had a concussion. Don't worry about Grayson Rodriguez throwing 89.5 miles an hour in a bullpen before a fake game in Fort Myers, Florida, right? Like, all this has to stop. These people have to go. They have to get the hell out of our lives, and they need to be fired en masse. Training staff, baseball operations staff, player development staff, they all need to go. You're not doing Jackson Holliday any favors running this myth out there that he's a top 5 young player in baseball and he's your leadoff hitter for life. You should be backing off of him right now because His quality of work is telling you he's breaking down. And somebody on this show told you before the season started, they'll be lucky. They'll be lucky if he gives them what Adam Frazier gave him 2 years ago. And people said, I'm crazy. Well, guess what?
Well, that's separate conversation.
Guess what? Adam Frazier, that season, 455 plate appearances, 696 OPS. Jackson Holliday, 469 bone plate appearances, 694 OPS. Okay? Jackson Holliday, 11 steals. Adam Frazier, 11 steals. You want to know the difference? Frazier did it on 15 attempts, and Jackson Holliday's been caught 20. Stealing 9 times.
Yeah.
Adam Frazier, 13 home runs and 60 RBIs. Jackson Holliday, 14 home runs and 44 RBIs. Adam Frazier, 68 strikeouts to 32 walks. Jackson Holliday, 110 strikeouts to 28 walks. Adam Frazier had a WAR of 1.7. Jackson Holliday, in part because he's still not good in the field, has a WAR of 0.5. Yeah. Okay? So, like, he's not the finished product. You want him to end this season with some confidence. You don't want to waste all the goodwill you had in the first half. He's also gone 16 games without hitting a home run. I told you, I don't care how many home runs he hits, but it will start getting in his head because he did have, like, 14 of them in the first half. Back off, Jackson Holliday, you buffoons. You frauds to the game of baseball. Please, do what's right for the human being, for the 21-year-old kid. Stop the madness. You're pathetic. You make me sick. Your product makes me sick.
No emotion.
I want you the F out of my town.
No emotion.
So bad. So bad you have no idea.
Well, with Jackson, you can go back to after the All-Star break, and that's a 22-game sample size, a 580 OPS, the on-base at 281. And, Jason, you gave the number for the season, him in the leadoff role. If you got an on-base below 30%, man, and
you're striking out 30% of the time, and you're telling me, why are we doing this?
And look, this isn't me being down on Jackson. The kid's 21 years old. This is some of the things that you have to live with, and you got to know when to back off of him and – maybe that's that time right now because he's never played a 162-game MLB season. This is his first full season. We know what type of grind it is. We know that this season has just been depressing to begin with in terms of the record and all of that. And Jackson has absolutely made some strides, but now would be a time to back off a little.
It is funny. And to be fair, Adam Frazier, his season in 2023 was better. The WAR says it. Also, to be fair, Adam Frazier was 31 and Jackson's 21.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. I said at the beginning of the year because I wanted to set reasonable expectations.
Sure.
I'm not down on the kid.
No.
But this is what it is.
Yeah,
they keep trying to sell you like he's going to be the difference next year when he needs to sit now.
Yeah, he needs some time off and he probably needs to be, as Jason put it, backed off. But again, they're horrible.
They don't care. They don't effing care about them as human beings.
No, and they're horrible with messaging, and they're horrible with decision making. Quite frankly, they're horrible.
They're horrible.
part of it, you could say, who cares at this point? But who would be the leadoff guy? Did you go back to Gunner, Westberg
and Gunner? Yeah.
I gave the stat months ago. Gunnar Henderson doesn't have RBIs, not because he's not hitting home runs, because he never comes up with anybody on base.
Yeah.
Now, far be it for them to actually mess around with their batting order or experiment, be a real team like the Rays. No, they get stuck in their ways. But I think you could move Gunnar Henderson around. You can do some different things. Like, I don't know. You really want to straighten Adley Rutschman up again? Let's see if Adley Rutschman can bat leadoff and get on base 40% of the time the final 6 weeks of the season. I don't care. Stop doing this to this kid. Stop it.
It's in his head. It's obviously in his head. That seems to be the biggest part of that. And for the long-term good of him and them,
he doesn't need 6 plate appearances a night right now.
Yeah. That seems to be the
and it shouldn't take me telling them that.
Well,
I'm sick of having. How can I run their team better from this stupid little desk right here than them? Than all those Ivy League geniuses and all their algorithms can do over there? Why are we always ahead of the curve?
Well, they're focused on Dylan Beavers getting them a draft pick because if he
stays
down,
that's never going to happen.
Till the 15th, they got one prong, Jason. Baseball America's got him in the top 100. Now, Pipeline just did their update. He's not in their top 100. But if ESPN puts them in his in their top 100, then they got two prongs
that,
there.
And that's all that matters is banners and rankings and them trying to stay employed. Yeah. They don't care about these kids as human beings. They have no clue how to develop them. They have no clue how to tend to them medically. They had people in this organization who had to do that. They ran them out in the middle of the night with no explanation, and they've had nothing but problems since. Like, this is really ugly. And look, strip everything else aside. Just forget everything you know about this season. If I had told you that we're going to be heading into mid-August, and the Yankees are going to be 5 or 6 games over 500. And the Orioles are still going to be 15 games out. And it's going to be because they're 15 games worse than the Toronto Blue Jays. What would you have said?
I'd have been shocked.
You would have said that's impossible, right?
Yeah, I'd have been shocked. The Yankees
that's
are
the world
place.
We're living in.
Yeah.
The American League is so tepid, so pathetic, that a Guardians team that looked left for dead 2 weeks ago because they didn't hit the ball until they played the Orioles, they're a half game behind the Yankees.
Yep.
And they sold.
Rangers haven't hit the ball all year. They're still right there, barely 500. Even if the Orioles were only, like, as pathetic as the Minnesota Twins, we would at least still care what happened in the game last night. Because it would, you could convince yourself it had some kernel of meaning towards a potential way to salvage this season. We're so far beyond that. It has to cost people their jobs. If Brandon Hyde is the only person who pays for this, that's an affront to the fan base. That's an affront to anybody in this region who knows anything about baseball. That would be the biggest take them for sucker moves ever. But you know what? This owner is asleep at the wheel until proven otherwise for me. So who knows?
Meanwhile, the Mariners, who were the big buyers at the deadline, come into town tomorrow, and they're 9-1 since the deadline. So they come in red hot. So that'll be fun. Orioles and Mariners started three games.
That this bullpen that Mike Elias was crowing about during his Zoom at the trade deadline. We're going to see plenty of that.
Yeah.
See plenty of that.
Quality arms in that pen.
Corbin Martin, Oriole for life.
Keegan Aiken.
Keegan Aiken's the least of their problems.
Yeah. Wolfman.
Very joke. Like I said, I'm glad they're not playing horrible baseball tonight.
Coming
be
up next,
a great time to fire your GM.
Yeah, we got a wrap-up. Orioles and A's. Orioles lose 2 of 3 to Oakland over the weekend. We recap next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summits, sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think it's really good. I mean, I think we've seen 2025, one thing that's 2025, 2024, 2020, all these last couple seasons have shown us is pitchers are going to get hurt and you need a lot of them. But we have a lot of really good ones. And this is probably as strong as our pitching stable's been in the last few years. So hope these guys stay on track, brought a lot into the deadline, but also the guys that we've drafted and signed internationally and internally here with the Orioles. There's quite a bit to like there, and I feel good about our pitching stable right now, but we're going to need it.
Well, that's one of us.
Can I just say something? That was actually Mike Elias.
Yeah.
That was not AI Mike Elias doctored up by the bone. That happened. He had the audacity, while he's gutting his team for pennies on the dollar for a bunch of 19 and 22-year-olds who will most likely, most of them, never, ever help this team at the major league level at all. He had the audacity to pat himself on the back and tell you how great their pitching stable is. How's that bullpen look to you two? I don't know anything.
It stinks. And the Orioles lose 2-3 to the A's over the weekend. It started out okay. As my guy Uke gave him 7 innings. Uke. They beat the A's 3-2.
But I'm done with him, too.
Then they utterly embarrassed themselves on Saturday on a day where Adam Jones, Joe Worsalek, and Tom Davis were inducted into the Oriole Hall of Fame. They basically crapped their pants in a game against the A's, losing 11-3. And then on Sunday, take a 2-1 lead into the top of the ninth, and Keegan Aiken blows the save. They lose 3-2. And I felt emblematic of their whole season was the sequence in the top of the ninth inning where Lawrence Butler runs through a stop sign. Gunnar Henderson makes an atrocious throw to the plate that would have gotten Butler. But if Alex Jackson even is able to handle that throw, which was atrocious, he still has time to tag out Butler, but he's not able to handle it. And Butler scores what turns
Jackson has been great. Jackson has been, he's hit more than I thought.
Yes.
He's agile behind the plate. He's made some plays. He's looked like a gamer.
And he gets a bunch of extra base hits.
But Butler knew he was scoring from first there. He had it in his head as soon as they brought him in as the pinch runner and the ball bloops down the left field line. I got to tell you, though, the fact that we're watching an outfield of Noda, Greg Allen, and who the hell was the other one
Jordan
they had
Adams?
Out there? Jordan Adams. I mean, this is... They are really taking you for fools.
Our guy, Jacob Calvin-Meyer, covers the O's for the Sun, tweeted this out. Orioles played five players in the outfield over the weekend. Dylan Carlson, Jeremiah Jackson, Greg Allen, Ryan Noda, Jordan Adams. They were a combined 1-for-28.
Well, I mean, two are recent waiver claims. Jackson isn't even an outfielder. They didn't even think he was an outfielder while they had him in Norfolk playing fake games all year.
He didn't become
an outfielder until he came up here because they need him here so that they can wait and see if Dylan Beavers gets in some of these top 100 lists. Like, they ran O'Neill out there whenever he was healthy, which thank God wasn't that often. He can't play the outfield.
Well, you don't want him to be hurt.
I don't want him to play baseball. I'm going to tell
you. I don't want him to be hurt.
Bone, I don't want him in right field. Don't speak for me. I don't want him in right field. Whatever else happens that gets us there, I really don't give an F. I don't want him in right field playing for this baseball team in the town that I live in.
I'd rather have him that's in right field than what
That's
doing
what I
right
don't
now.
Want. This is ridiculous. Like, it's utterly ridiculous. And to have this
Four
going
days
on
till we get Dylan Beavers.
While they're manipulating Beavers. And then
he'll be here at 15.
And who else's spidey senses are really tingling on this Heston Kerstad thing as well?
He's got fatigue.
Like, wait a minute. We've got Kowser, they couldn't figure out when he had a concussion. Like, they couldn't figure out when Maverick Hanley had a concussion. You keep playing O'Neill in right field, all your catchers are going to have concussions. And now we've got that going on. Like, there's just nothing normal about their base. There's nothing normal about them as a baseball operations staff.
What got me, sorry, Bone. No. I just want to go back to Saturday. Adam Jones is probably the most beloved Oriole of the Camden Yards only era. And I say that because Cal Ripken played at Memorial Stadium also.
Well, let me think about that. That's interesting. Yeah. The most beloved?
I don't think it's close. Of the guys that only played at Camden Yards, he is the most beloved Oriole of that era.
Easily, if you're saying the 2000s.
Yeah, like, yeah, because
no,
Cal
but
played,
I mean, I think it's, yeah. I think he's probably
I don't think it's close. Yeah. Like Adam Jones could, like, you saw the ovation he got. When
Markakis is probably second,
yes,
maybe?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And they had that link together.
And like, Moose is in there somewhere, yeah. But the Moose thing got so bad with the Yankees. It was his fault.
And Moose also pitched at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, he overlapped a little bit more.
Yeah. So he pitched at Memorial Stadium also. So, like, of the guys that only played at Camden Yards, it's Adam Jones, and it's not close.
Yeah.
And then on the day where you inducted him into the Hall of Fame, to have that embarrassment of a Saturday – But Brandon Young is just like talk about things I need to stop seeing. But you have no choice because this is what you got, and he's your only homegrown guy.
You got to let him just try.
Yeah, but it's just so bad. And to have those two things collide, this guy who is so beloved and so, like, I just want it better for Orsolek and Tom Davis too, obviously. But for Adam, like, to go in that day.
But this is who they are.
It is. And it tells you who they are.
They've been far more like that than they have been.
I get it.
Those four games where against Colorado and Toronto, they destroyed the baseball and had five. Remember, I'm old enough to remember they had five sack flies in one game.
But guys, part of it is, like, it's even worse now given the rot. Being at the game yesterday and you just see the scoreboard just. Your final four guys in the lineup,
they're
Jeremiah
jokes.
Jackson,
they're rubbing
Alex
your
Jackson,
face in it.
Greg Allen and Jordan Adams.
They're charging you major league prices, and that's a B team in spring training. That's a spring training B lineup.
Well, you blink, they're nine.
You blink, and we're back to where we were before liftoff.
It doesn't have to be, because it could be Basayo, and it could be Beavers.
We're waiting until the 15th,
you could try something. Rosely Contreras, I don't know. Corbin Martin, stop. I know he's your boy because you drafted him. You're not fooling anybody. Like, this is disgusting.
Well,
there's other things they could do.
Basayo, they're waiting until the 15th. I don't know why they're doing it with Beavers, because the odds of that are so remote. Yeah. But Basayo, they're going to manipulate it till the 15th.
Or, here's a novel concept. When you make 16 trades, you could have got someone who we would want to see play baseball right now.
Yeah.
And not have to drive to Delmarva to see it.
Yeah.
You could have done that.
Yeah.
They went out of their way not to.
Orioles lose yesterday 3-2. They are off today. Start a 3-game series against the Mariners tomorrow. Coming up next, though, let's get to something a little more fun. Bounce back, fall back. It's Bone, and it's next here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's look back to last week, and there was a question that we asked that we had to wait for you to get back, Ken.
What's that?
Jason, he strong-armed me to put this in, bounce back, fallback. Ken has some sort of special accommodations during your time in Orlando from Wyman Industries.
Something from Wyman Industries that helped you at least avoid lines somewhere. At an airport, to get to the limo first, to get on the ride first, somewhere.
I hate to say this, but so Dennis is tied in with Disney, not Universal. That's completely separate. So I had no special Wyman Industries accommodations at Universal.
No transportation, nothing to and from an airport.
No.
No special hotel shuttle or anything just for you guys?
Everything was Universal, and they are Disney tied in. Yeah. Dennis, full disclosure, I don't think he cares if I say this. So Dennis and Mandy are Club 33 members, which is very exclusive, but that's Disney.
Shout out.
So that Universal is not tied in with Disney at all. So, no, we did not get any special Dennis accommodations on this trip.
That's an upset.
Yeah.
Well,
if we would have been Disney.
We were in lockstep.
Yeah, Universal is completely separate from Disney.
Okay.
The Colts cover the 6.5-point spread at the Ravens. Ravens won outright.
Yes, they did.
You don't bet against the Ravens in the preseason, Jason. Don't bet against
Looper.
I took the +100 Colts money line.
Ravens won the game 24-16. Ben fell back, 4-point game, so he gets the points. Jason, you thought double digits. They win it for Irsay.
Yeah.
That did not happen.
Thought they'd win it for their dead
owner.
They
honored him.
What was that all about?
That's something, especially with...
You were there.
I was there.
What was the whole...
What was the reaction on Twitter?
We were walking to our seats, and like I said, we got comps in the club level.
Nice.
And
shout out.
So, you know, they've got all the screens as you're walking through, and so I just saw them putting up a video, like, honoring him, and I'm like, why? Like, why? I mean, I guess they would do it for any owner, but this isn't just any owner.
It's just. And I guess they could say, well, it's the son, not the father. Something.
Apples, trees.
The over 35.5, that hit. Both you guys bounced back. Jason, you thought Colts would score 27 points. Ravens almost scored 27.
Yeah, Ravens almost scored. Yeah.
That's what he meant.
Cooper Rush.
I also didn't think Richardson was going to break his thumb on the first play of the game.
Pinky.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
That was going...
Other end.
He looks like Baldy.
Yeah, he does. He does look like Baldy.
Like Baldy.
Baldy was an offensive lineman. Baldy wasn't trying to throw the football.
No, he was not. Cooper.
By the way, that's kind of self-inflicted. He completely misread the play.
Dude, running back was wide
totally,
in the flat.
Totally self-inflicted. Yeah.
Cooper Rush leads 2 touchdown drives. He did not. He quote-unquote led one. That was the Keaton Mitchell run where he broke off those 2 long runs. Jason, you fell back. Ben bounced back. You thought 1 touchdown, 1 field goal. Mike Graham records a sack. He did not, but
he was definitely getting after the quarterback.
Jason, you fell back. You said a couple pressures, and he would look good. Ben bounced back.
There you go. Yeah.
Keaton Mitchell breaks off a run of 15 yards. He did that twice.
Yeah.
23 and a 22-yarder. Ben believed. Jason fell back. Takes a screen pass over 35 yards. Longest run would be 12. Devontae Walker. Records 3 catches. He did not catch a pass, and that's not necessarily a fault of his own.
Leary.
Yeah, it's not a fault of his own.
It's not fair.
Both of you guys bounced back. We ended in a tie. A tie.
As it should
be.
By the way, I think it was Anthony Miller. There was one point he ran a good route, and I think Leary kind of spiked the ball towards him, and Miller's just like these guys are like trying to put something on film, and they got no chance.
Tough sled.
Jason, we'll start with you. Trevor Rogers has allowed 1 run or blanked the opposing team in 5 of his last 6 starts. He holds the Mariners to 1 run or shuts them out Wednesday.
Nothing lasts forever, Bone. Big dumper hits from both sides of the plate. So
he does.
Good not luck. At the same
good
time.
Not good call.
Yeah. Julio's pretty hot right now. That lineup goes 7 or 8 deep. It's going to be hot. I mean, look, I'm not saying he's going to get shellacked, but I think he's going to give up two or three runs.
Two or three earned runs. Ken?
I don't think he was that good his last time out, and he still only gave up one run in six innings. I'm worried about the other 2 days, but you know what? I'm riding Trevor Rogers. Bounce back.
Back from the vacation. Yeah, Kenny Sunshine.
Got some sun.
Yes. Jackson Holliday. We were talking about him earlier this hour. He does not have an extra base hit since July 25th. July 25th.
Oofa.
Ken, he has an extra base hit this series.
That's a low bar. I know. He's due, Bum.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll say
he's got seven extra base hits since July the 1st.
Yeah. I'm going to bounce
that's
back
like
again, 35
Bum. Games.
Just one in three games. I'll bounce back.
Jason?
Yeah. Tough pitch.
Because they're going to play him.
Seattle can pitch.
He will be batting legal. Yeah.
I don't think
gig.
So, Bone.
That's his gig.
That's a fallback. Gunnar Henderson. He has recorded three RBIs or more in three of his last four series. He records three RBIs again this series, Jason.
Gunnar Henderson will hit a three-run home run this series, Bone.
Bounce back, three-run homer this series. Ken?
Yeah, I'm with my handsome friend. I'm going to bounce back. Gunnar Henderson heating up.
Adley Rutschman, he homered on Friday. That was his first home run since June 16th. Of course, he missed a lot of time in that span.
By the way, when's the last time we saw Adley turn on a ball like
yes.
that? It's been a minute.
Well, Ken, he homers again this series. He does it again, turns on that ball.
Oh. Man, I don't want to be too full of sunshine. Hell, bounce back.
Yeah.
How's this?
A lot of vitamin D.
He plays well against Seattle.
He does.
How about this? He destroys a ball to center field. That's a home run in 30 out of 30 parks, except Julio robs him. Julio goes full sed, and he's like 5 feet over the wall.
Goes full sed and robs him 5 feet over the wall. All right, we're in. Sagano, your guy, Jason.
Yuke.
He's been very solid these last
seven
three
innings.
Starts. He's only given up one home run in those three starts, Jason. We know how bad he was prior to that. He allows one or no homers in his start Thursday.
Three.
All right, that's a big fallback. All right, Ken?
Yeah, it's an afternoon game, correct?
It is.
It's going to be a lot of Uke sweat going on there.
A lot of Uke sweat. Love Uke sweat.
Yeah, I'm going to fall back on that one, Bone.
Lastly, Dylan Beavers and Sam Basayo, Ken, will be called up Friday, August 15th, when we do this next.
Well, as we've documented, and some more angrily than others, this Who's franchise that? Is completely tone deaf. So
they don't care about
I feel
fans.
Like it's baked in the cake they're both going to be there August 15th because that's the day. So I will bounce back. I don't know if they're both going to be in the lineup on Friday, but they're both going to be called
Just
up on
both
Friday.
Both up. That's what I said.
Yeah,
both
they'll
up.
Both be called up because that's the day.
Jason?
Big Sam, yes. Dylan Beavers, no.
That's a fallback. Big Sam, yes.
Kicking Beavers in the nads repeatedly.
Oh. I don't like that.
He's getting the Stowers treatment.
Because you know what? We need to see more.
Why play a kid when you can Stowers as him?
Well, let's see more of Jordan Adams. And who's the guy? Greg Allen? Greg Allen's like a homeless man. Who's the guy?
Ryan Noda's my favorite. I love Ryan Noda.
Ryan Noda, big hit in Wrigley.
Yeah. He's great.
Tied that game until Keegan Aiken gave it right back up to a 40-year-old, the DH guy.
Justin Turner.
Thank you, Beltway Ben. Yeah. That ended pretty fast. Hey, coming up next here on the program, by the way, Andy Koska is going to join us at 4 o'clock. Curious to get his thoughts on what's going on with the Orioles. But time for some necessary roughness. What the heck is going on with this Orioles outfield? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
The line drive kind of up against the wall in Philadelphia, maybe 6th, 7th inning. I don't remember who hit it. It was a nice play. Made a lot of nice plays on that road trip. Just a little bit during the game. Felt okay after the game. Some symptoms started to show up. Medical staff got a hold of him, and very mild in nature is the hope right now. No timeline on him, but I would probably hope, speculate it won't be any more than the minimum.
That's Tony Manziolino talking about Colton Cowser, who is now out with a concussion again. I was thinking about this. So Anthony Santander left in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Cedric Mullins is now gone via trade.
Yep.
Cowser's got the concussion. Let's face it, Cowser's not had close to a good season. Tyler O'Neill is always hurt. So,
and he can't play baseball. He's a right-handed designated hitter.
So on Hall of Fame weekend, the Orioles trotted out Ryan Noda, Greg Allen, and Jeremiah Jackson with a sprinkling of Jordan Adams to play the outfield with this weekend, which is kind of embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. All you've done is draft college outfielders, mm-hmm. you're supposed to get here quickly.
Hey, Honeycutt's gotten hot since he came back.
Yeah, stop.
Nate George, top 100 prospect.
Now, Nate, who did I talk about when I was at Del Mar?
I was going to ask
you. Nate George is a firecracker. Yeah. I told you, that kid impressed me. That kid looked like something.
Yeah, he's in Aberdeen now.
Yeah, and what did I also say? Get him. And the catcher to Delmarva. They belong in Delmarva. From Delmarva to Aberdeen. Get them out of that league. Don't wait. Get them up. This is a pretty ugly situation in the outfield. And like everything for me with this medical staff falls completely on Michael Elias because he couldn't leave well enough alone.
And he set it up.
Ebald, whatever went on there, I don't know. But I do know they were bottom five the last 2 years prior to this one, and man games lost due to injury. And now they can't diagnose a concussion. They can't see a guy in the bullpen throwing 89 and know he shouldn't go into that game. They can't bring people back on time from Tommy John. They can't stop having soft tissue injuries. They can't keep people like O'Neill, who they knew were brittle when they signed him, upright for more than 2 or 3 weeks
hurt
on
guys
end.
Guys get hurt, shocker.
Like, this to me is an epidemic. Like this, Matt, we just saw Maverick Hanley have a situation where they didn't seem to understand in real time the significance of it. And like, yeah, I'm already predisposed to hate Manziolino because he's terrible at his job. But like, who is he to sit here and pontificate about what's a mild concussion and what's not? And when Cowser's going to come back from an injury that they couldn't even in real time determine was a brain injury?
I'm more... The medical stuff, absolutely. But I'm more upset at the fact that, yes, there's a couple of injuries there, but how are you trotting this trio plus out there in year 7? And I mean that with all due respect to Jeremiah Jackson, who doesn't have any experience in the outfield. Carlson at one time was considered a thing. Greg Allen was just cut from a AAA team, and you just picked up how are we at this point? And that's where it just gets back to the frustration of, like, screw the PPI. Beavers should be up here. Like, even the fact that there aren't intriguing...
Give me Judd Fabian instead of this.
Who cares? Prospects.
Anything other than this.
Like, journeyman...
Why do I need to watch Greg
how
Allen?
How are we back to this point?
We are back to the Dwight Smith Jr.
Yes,
that's
DJ
where
Stewart.
We are. Yes.
That's the frustrating thing where you know it's going to be tough sledding the rest of the way because the bullpen is filled with those type of guys, which, okay, you understand. You trade away 4 guys in your bullpen. Felix probably isn't going to throw a pitch for you the rest of the year. That's 5 spots. But how are we in this spot with this outfield?
Well, it's, again, if they were capable of shame and embarrassment, they would be bathed in it. They would be drenched in it. But I don't think they're capable of it because their egos and their hubris and their ridiculous self-belief and their self-congratulatory actions. Even listening to Elias after the deadline talk about the state of his roster and talk about the bullpen and things like that. They are so far in sort of baseball dystopia where what they see on their computer screens matters. And that's the real truth. And what happens in real life just gets in the way. We're so far down that landscape that nothing should feel like rock bottom anymore. But how is this not a low point for this franchise?
We're seven years into this. Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
This is a blight.
Their messaging is, this is not a rebuild. It's a reload. We're going to contend in 2026. I was thinking about this over the weekend. How? They have no
I was talking about it before the deadline. Like there's no chance they're one off season away. That's why they needed to trade Batista before he got hurt again.
They have no starting pitcher. Okay. I'll give you Trevor Rogers just because I'm going to be best case scenario because that's the world they live in. So I'll give you Trevor Rogers. Kyle Bradish coming off Tommy John. Grayson Rodriguez made of glass. Like, who's the rest of this rotation? Their bullpen is empty.
And look, if they had anything that was close in the bullpen, it would be here now.
Yep.
So there's nothing close. Now, you could tell me some of these double-A arms will be all right, and Gillies or whatever. Like, maybe, maybe not. But they can't develop major league pitching, so I can't give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't think they have an everyday major league outfielder on their 40-man roster. Colton Cowser does not check that box for me.
So it's hard to argue right
they
now.
They don't have one on their 40-man. And guess what? Don't give me Enrique Bradfield Jr. or anybody who's not on their 40-man who's in their system. Maybe it's Dylan Beavers, but they don't care enough to see it that they're, you know, they're willing
Friday,
to play,
Jason.
They're willing to play games with it. So no, I think it's an epidemic. And I don't think for one second that they have the brain power or capacity to fix it. They are the primary culprits. The enemy is within. They undid this. They were the startup. They were okay for the first 3 years. Then it was time to get real people who know how to do the real job at the major league level. And they don't have any of them in their front office. And so we're just, they're going down the abyss. There is no progress here. This thing is slipping deeper and deeper and deeper into a black hole. And the only solution is to reboot it completely from outside the organization. But I'm not sure this owner cares enough or knows enough to fix it.
Orioles lose yesterday. They lose 2-3 to Oakland. They're off today. Start a 3-game series against Seattle starting tomorrow. Coming up next, we'll talk some Orioles baseball. Andy Koska covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Banner. We'll ask him what the heck's going on with this outfield. Is he as embarrassed by this as we are? Andy joins us next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.